This is Matthew Kruse with the Comstock Report. You may have heard of a drug czar, but have you ever heard of a privatization czar? Brazil has one. It has become clear that cutting expenses will not be enough as its revenue has eroded significantly from a self-induced recession. Brazil is now looking to improve its balance sheet by offsetting publicly owned assets, and its privatization czar will handle the negotiations. State and federal authorities have come to the conclusion that they need to focus on basics like payroll and employee pensions. The Olympics did not save Rio de Janeiro. Therefore, they will begin auctioning off random assets to produce cash along with several other cities. City-owned raceways, convention centers, and even a zoo are some of the assets offered up for liquidation. President Michel Temer is leading the strategy, looking to ignite further private investment in Brazil's economy. The crown jewel in Brazil's portfolio is Petrobras, the state-run oil company involved in a multinational corruption scandal last year. Due to gas shortages going back into the 70s, Brazil took control of its energy needs by creating an oil monopoly to ensure they could provide adequate oversight on oil production to ensure there would be no further disruption to energy supplies. It worked well. Petrobras became a cash cow for Brazilian government. Eventually, it also became a personal ATM for corrupt government officials. Former President Lula da Silva has been accused of leading the corruption scandal. The new administration is opening up the oil sector to foreign investment for the first time. Petrobras has already sold $13 billion in assets and is looking to sell even more to reduce their $123 billion debt load. Asset liquidation has already hit a curve as a federal judge has blocked Petrobras from selling its fuel distribution unit, the largest in Brazil, in response to complaints from unionized petroleum workers. They are not against the sale, rather, they want the sale to take place through public auction for such a strategic asset. It is probably a little late for this now, but government transparency would appear to be sorely needed in light of recent events. Much of these sales are happening out of necessity rather than out of desire. The state of Bahia has owned a money-losing supermarket chain called the People's Basket. It has lost and accumulated $300 million since 2007, and only now they have decided to find a buyer. The CEO now admits it never made any sense for the state to provide resources to a network of supermarkets. You are listening to the Comstock Report. Brazilian farmers looking to produce phosphate next year will now have to do it through Cargill. Vale, the world's largest iron ore miner, is offsetting fertilizer mining assets to reduce their $10 billion debt threshold. Cargill called it the deal of a lifetime and paid $2.5 billion to control the largest phosphate mine in Brazil. Brazilian fertilizer prices are highly susceptible to the U.S. dollar, as 70% of all fertilizer needs are imported into the country. That makes any local assets highly strategic in nature as your cost of production is much less and there are limited local competitors. Another positive caveat to being in the Brazilian fertilizer industry is that farmers have been conditioned to pay cash for their fertilizer, whereas chemicals and even seed are financed at a much higher rate. The best time to buy fertilizer in Brazil typically begins now in the first quarter. All the fertilizer has been delivered from last year and farmers have all their cash invested in the current crop. Fertilizer companies can provide cheap deals for those who have the cash and can make payment when they are not making any sales, as opposed to a flurry of sales towards the fourth quarter. Areas of Mato Grosso have already started harvesting short-season varieties of soybeans, with positive results reporting yields around 50 bushels per acre. It is very early to begin forming any sort of average for the state or region, but there is no reason to expect any surprises at this point. Soybean rust was discovered early on in the growing season, but appears to be under control. One wild card is white fly, which has caused damage to the previous couple of crops and is still a concern yet for this season. Grain storage capacity, while not great, has improved dramatically over the years. Farmers will now look to liquidate their remaining corn inventories to clean out the bins for the coming soybean crop. The real infrastructure concern is the lack of highways. At least 75% of the roads in Mato Grosso are still dirt roads. When you average up to 20 inches of rain per month in the rainy season, this of course creates a huge mess. When you harvest at the end of the rainy season as they do in Bahia, the roads begin to dry out quickly. But the soybean harvest typically occurs in the middle of the rainy season and grain hauling takes much longer and costs much more to get the grain off the farm. Local soybean prices are currently below $10 per bushel. However, a lot of sales were made at prices equivalent to $10.50 or higher. I expect prices will contract further in Brazil as the harvest picks up. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, call us at 712-933-9400, visit us in rural Iowa, or go online at comstock.com.